You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
I have to make two corrections. I made two mistakes in one of our segments today. A, I didn't know Chris was going to me for against the spread, so I pulled a Clemson-Boston College game out of my ass and said, Golden Eagles, they're just the Eagles. I know that.
Oh, wow.
I know that.
It would be cooler if they were the Golden Eagles.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I think Agreed. Their logo is a golden, but besides the point. Yeah. Also, I said Iga Świątek was in Point Break.
Yeah.
Break Point? Which one is it? I don't know. I get them confused.
Point Break.
She's not. She's not. She, but Arena Sabalenka is in it. So number one.
I don't know which one she's in.
In the country.
All right. Do well, we? I believe that we should.
I'm more confused.
One of the worst corrections in the history of corrections.
It had a lot of corrections in it, and it's okay.
We'll correct it later.
We won't correct it later.
Post game. Stay tuned.
I hope that, well, you have to guard against our audience coming.
The spread.
And
I thought the same thing. And I was going to save it. And I was like, Dan's going to send me to the penalty box for disrupting. So
yeah, you've been disrupting.
But you just
today.
Did.
You've been
you
a
just,
bad boy
this
today.
This is much better.
Yeah.
Just hold it in.
Good job of me.
You're welcome. Just
keep crisis moving. Averted.
Getting
disrupting
better.
The disruption.
Slowly but surely.
Was less disruptive than that.
Don't look left.
Tell Charles Barkley we say hi.
Yeah. I know. I will. And Ted Danson. He's my friend now, too.
Every flight, huh?
Do you think he's offended that you complimented his work in Curb and not that one
Becker.
Of the shows that he's actually starred in, like The Good Place?
No, because
he liked it.
The actual thing I said to him was, my dad loved you in Cheers, but for me, Curb Your Enthusiasm is my favorite version of you. And he was really touched, I could tell.
He's so unlikable on that show. Yeah. Like, he's the villain in my head.
I hate
he
him
is.
In
that show. I really do hate
he
him.
Is.
He is the villain, Ugh. Yeah.
Billy, how is his head when you saw him? Because he's bald, but he's tall, so you can't see.
No, he got a great head of hair. Oh, the best part is we landed in L.A.
He's bald?
Yeah, he's
I feel like Ted Danson's whole thing is that he's
no,
got
he has
hair.
White hair. Guys.
Yeah. No, you're thinking of Scott Van Pelt.
No. Ted Danson has never been bald.
Rex
yes?
Chapman.
Okay.
Billy, do you know something the rest of us do not
know?
Are you
bald.
Saying that Ted Danson is wearing a giant wig?
I didn't say that.
Well,
how do you know this, Billy?
You seem to be surprising the room, which is associate. Mike Ryan is our resident. Everyone's got the Fugazi hair. I thought Ted Danson had a famous head of hair.
No, he's got he props it up in the front. I think the back is, that's fake, Chris. That's fake.
He is bald, or he's balding, Ted Danson.
Bald eagle.
Yeah.
I just want to go back for a second here, though. Okay, now Stugatz is showing me photographs,
one, sure,
unfair
then.
Photographs of
That's a fine.
I'm not finding the real one, though.
A wet-haired Ted Danson. I really don't love how we're now shaming poor Ted Danson.
Allegedly.
Oh, but you can talk about Michael B. Jordan's chin implant.
Well, here's the thing. By the way, another friend of mine, Michael B. Jordan. But Ted Danson, we're not going to talk about my friend Ted Danson.
Have you ever asked your friend Mike about his chin?
I didn't know, actually. I just learned about the chin thing today, but I'll ask him next time I see him.
Billy wants to get to an announcement that we have failed to make
Very
all show. But I just I just want to allow the audience just a brief peek into the curtain before Rajon Rondo got here. Just a brief peek. I want you to know that we know that Stu Gatz and I watched Amin stumble into a break. The whole point of the story was just for him to tell you that someone knew who he was. And he stumbled into the break so awkwardly with no awareness whatsoever of where he was in the world or what our clock situation was that he stumbled into the
erroneous. Erroneous on all counts.
A roaring Roy Bellamy who was laughing in his face. Laughing in his face because he had no awareness whatsoever.
You got lucky, Amin.
Of where he was in the clock.
I was staring at the clock. I was talking 100 miles an hour looking at the clock. You think it was just a coincidence? I was looking at you over there, Dan, on the screen.
To tell us the story of Ted Danson knew who I was on an airplane?
God damn.
No, the one time it didn't happen.
You intended
to land that ship with the Charles Barkley's my friend line?
No, I wanted
land
to
a ship.
I wanted to land the plane with land the
he
ship.
He was literally funny. On a plane in this.
I wanted to. I
is
wanted
it a Boeing?
There
it is.
Spaceship.
I wanted to land it with. After we landed in L.A., we parted ways. Right. Said, nice to talk to you, whatever.
You and Ted.
And then I was meeting a friend who was going to carpool with me. Mm-hmm. And so me and my friend were walking towards where the cab lines were down in LAX. And as we're walking, we saw Ted Danson walking back the other way. And he looked at me and he was like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, what's up, Ted? And I kept walking. My friend was like, how do you know Ted Danson? I was like, oh, that's my boy. That's how you land it.
Landing the ship.
Oh no, I don't know where the clock is.
You don't land it by announcing. That's how you land it.
We still have something to do. We still have time left.
We wanted Billy to talk that final minute.
Billy,
no, that's fine. We were all looking at you like, shut up.
I have to be honest. Amin off a red eye is my favorite Amin.
You know what? Don't poke the bear.
How many people said hi to you this morning?
This morning?
Yeah.
Right. Last night. It would have been last night.
Yeah.
Two.
I mean,
two.
Wow. I am trying to get to Billy's announcement. You don't know anything about when you're supposed to hit the clock.
Don't poke the bear.
Billy, give people what your announcement
Every
is.
Flight.
You've been wanting to make it all show.
Well, Dan, are you excited for this announcement?
I don't know what it is.
Well, just have faith in me. Be excited. I'm excited.
He has no faith.
I heard something about merch madness.
Merch madness is here! Yeah! I don't know what that voice is. So, guys, for the first...
I don't know what this voice is either, Billy, but it's my voice.
Oh, I don't know what this voice is either, but Dan thinks it's an impersonation.
Now you have to do your diver's voice.
I can't do a diver, but I can do a very good Queen Elizabeth II.
Okay. Nobody asked for that.
Oh my God.
That's all she had, though.
A good one.
I studied it on a website.
Huh.
You studied it on a website?
Yeah, they have a whole 10-step thing of how to talk like the queen.
This is the postiest post-game show of all time. Billy, tell us about Merch Madness.
Merch Madness. Guys, for the first time ever, we're going to have a tournament on our website, LevitardAF.com. Oh, yeah. Go to LevitardAF.com. You can kind of sign up there. When the teams are announced, you're going to get an email. You will then submit your brackets like you do anywhere else you do it, and you can win prizes! Yeah! Yeah, stuff from the merch store.
Look at our website, being able to run our own bracket.
Yep,
what? Look at us.
Look at us. We've got
That's
a,
tough, that's tough. Would, that's,
who would have thought?
We've got a bracket.
Well, no, it's a bracket challenge where you will win amazing prizes and stuff from the website.
Amazing prizes.
And stuff from the website.
Fanfare.
Fanfare. Yeah.
Look at us.
Thank you, Billy.
Yay.
Do you think Queen Elizabeth ever filled out a bracket?
Enough.
Go ahead. Have Queen Elizabeth do a promo. Queen Elizabeth does a promo for Merch Madness. Go ahead.
I'm very honored to stand before you today announcing that the Merch Madness is finally ready to go. I'm losing it as we go
on. I'll take it from here. Merch Madness.
I don't know, man.
It's a good queen. I mean, it is.
It was.
It's a good queen.
Like, it built.
It's a solid queen.
It built,
yes.
And she had it, and then she lost it.